نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that this speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today's khutbah concerning one of the proper behavior of the believer, something which is that we need to take it in consideration, that we need to take it very serious in our life. And this concerning keeping commitment, keeping the promise, keeping your word. This is something that is known in Islam. In the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found that Allah the Almighty emphasized this by saying, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Keep your commitment, keep your promise. Indeed, you be questioned about your promise. So when you make a promise to somebody, when you take a commitment, you have to try your best to fulfill this obligation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you in the day of judgment about your word that you give it to a mosque, to Imam, to a Jama'ah, whatever that you promise, if it's donation, if it's a dowry, if it is a job, if it is some kind of commitment, you're going to be questioned about it, and you have to do your best to keep your word and to keep your promise. Especially that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the seriousness of this matter when he says, عَلَامَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ عَلَامَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. a sign of a hypocrite. And when we hear the word hypocrite, we have to be scared of this term, because we can be Muslims and we can have hypocrisy in our hearts. Does not mean you are a kafir, but you can be a Muslim, but you can have some of the signs or some of the characteristic of the munafiq. And why the nifaq is something scary? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen, the hypocrite one, is going to be in the lowest places of hellfire. There is a nifaq i'tiqadi and there is nifaq amali. There is a nifaq hypocrisy in the aqidah. And there is hypocrisy in the action. And this what we're talking about, this hypocrisy in our action. We are not keeping our commitment, or that we are lying, or we are not keeping our promise. And this is the characteristic of a munafiq. When the characteristic get together in one person, that means he is a true hypocrite. When you have one of these characteristic, that means you have a sign of hypocrisy. And it is the job of each one of us to examine his own self and his own behavior and his own personality. And if he gets to realize this, because no one can know about you more than yourself. You are like a mirror to yourself. You can reflect and you can see yourself. So when you see in yourself you have one of these characteristics, you need to do your best to get rid of it. And we're talking today about when you make a commitment. Doesn't matter if you're making this commitment to a Muslims or to non-Muslims. Doesn't matter if you make it to your wife or you make it to your boss. Doesn't matter if you make it to individual or you make it to organization. When you give your word, you have to understand you are responsible about this promise. As a result of this promise, the imam, the organization, the wife, the family, the project can start to build upon this promise. But now when you don't keep this promise, this is causing a destruction, a weakening in the building of such organization or such a project. Therefore, we have to understand, when we open our mouth and we give a commitment for a job, that we have to stick to this job to the best of our ability. When we make a commitment to make a donation, as example, we have to do our best to keep this commitment. Otherwise, if everybody giving a word, but after this, in the end, we have made out of 100 people, 5 people, how you can carry activity like this? How you can build an ummah like this? How you can take care of business like this? We have people who make promises to their wives, especially before they get married, about such a dowry will be such and such and such. It's sad to get to know that some people already divorced their wife, and the end has been finished, and the brother went to second marriage or a third marriage, and until now he didn't pay the dowry for the first wife. It's not because your wife or your divorced woman that you have no obligation. You have to keep this promise, because you're going to be questioned about it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to fulfill this commitment. Otherwise you are a person who have a sign of hypocrisy. The same thing happened in our daily life. I would see you at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock happened to be 6 o'clock. And sometimes it's not even 6 o'clock, the person doesn't show up. I will do this job for you after a month. And after you wait for a whole month, the person comes in the last minute and say, I'm sorry, I could not make it. And if you go in reality, why the person is sorry could not make it? It's because I have a little headache. It's because this or that. But if this is his shop, he will drag his feet and drag himself to be there in the office. Doesn't matter if he have cold or I have a headache, because he understands the seriousness of being in a job and that he's going to receive the check, or his boss is going to fire him as a result of this. He has to be there. But with your Muslim brother, with your friend, with your family, for any little headache, I could not make it. And we get out of this commitment with nothing. This could not be the attitude of a Muslim, of a believer, because you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you're dealing with the people. When you're making a promise, when you're making a commitment, you have to keep it. We see these things happening among the Muslim community in general, and this is sad. If people give commitment in organization for a project, for a work, and after this give it 3 months and everything is dead, why? If the imam did not announce, if the principal did not send you a letter of it, you have to feel the obligation. You have to understand that I have to take care of my responsibility, even if it's such a small thing. Because if everybody neglecting what's so called so small, now the whole thing will fall apart. We could not do work like this. Give you an example, and something that you see it in our daily life. Maybe about 6 months ago, no more, less than a year, let me to be fair with you. Less than a year. We requested for 50 people among this whole Muslim community to stick to a $50 every month, a donation, so this mosque, this organization can continue, can pay the bills, can clean up the mosque, can take care of business like any other office. Alhamdulillah, we get about 55 people. How many people we have today sending their donation? And if you send the letter, most of the letters comes back, unknown address, moved. It is a commitment. We could not go all over Colombia, South Carolina searching for you. Where is your new location? You moved, you know that you have a word. You raised your hand, you made a commitment. And you have to understand that when you fall short in your responsibility, that you are not the only one falling short. There is other people doing the same thing. And as a result of this, it may the imam or the principal or the head of the community or whosoever carrying a project, he have also to fall short in his commitment for other people. So there is action and there is a reaction coming as a result of this. I give you example as example. We have the fundraising program. We have approximately about 48 people, and I brought this so you can take a look to it if you want. Yeah, 48 people. Some of them, we collect in the day about $3,500. So by paying for the rental place and the food, this money is gone. Take it for the speaker, paying for the lecture hall, paying for the food, this money is gone. Now we start waiting for the commitment. Those people who raise their hands for $1,000, $500, whatever. So, we didn't bother the people about it. People make commitments. They are adults. They have responsibility. They have a children. They know how to be a father and mother and leaders in their family. We don't have to go tracking these people. Now, one of the brothers, when we have this splash program for the Bantu, he went to volunteer to another mosque and ask the imam or the assistant imam there, we need to do this program for the Bantu children and we need to do this and that. What was the reaction of such imam or assistant imam, whatever his position? Say, why you coming to ask us? You people have a fundraising. So where is the money? Where is the money? You see? قول معروف خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى. A good word better than a charity followed by annoyment and disturbing. Say a good one. Where is the money? Where is the money? Here is the money. A commitment, but nobody, most of the people doesn't stand for their commitment. They did not send what they committed for. Believe it or not, was $900 collected for that project. And everybody thinks that we made thousands, we make a fortune out of this fundraising. Was about, we have promises and to up to $20,000, whatever it is, from 48 people, but where? This is what you can see. You can see the racket. It's not that we try to burden the people, but basic things in the community, we could not do it. Where is the $50 every month? Ask yourself, because you're one of them. Since when you didn't pay it? And how many times did you relocate and you did not even send your new address? Now we try to do something about our school. And after this, one of the teachers, they say, brother, why you don't think you can pay me? I said, sister, because we don't have the money. She said, but I thought that we did very good in the fundraising. Sister, brother, here again, please, after Juma, take a look and see how many people made commitment and how much, because this money, which half of it has been collected from one brother. May Allah reward him and his family with $10,000. And the rest among 47 Muslims. And still. So this money, when it's collected, going to go to Madrasatul Muslimin, going to the Bantu project, and going for the land, for the new project, and all these projects. What is $20,000? And where are the $20,000? We have people in the website, the Adli.net, as example. They make commitment to be admins. And after this, they are not there. We have some people, they make commitment to teach. And after this, I get a guest, I get a visitor. You made a commitment. You have a whole room of students waiting for people to be taught. And when you made a commitment, and these people come and make their time to learn, you don't show up, or you did not come to pay the lecture. Now you make the project fail, and now people did not understand that is not me, it's not you, it's us. When we did not live the Islamic manner and the proper behavior as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Keep your promise. Keep your pledge. Keep your commitment. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. You be questioned about it. People are questioning you about your words. And also, Allah will question you in the day of the judgment why you did not fulfill your commitment. We have a nice, beautiful story which is related to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling us that a man came to another man to borrow $100 from him. He asked him to bring a witness. I don't have any witness. He said, Allah is the witness. Give a guarantor. He said, Allah is the best one to guarantee. Give me this. I don't have. I need $100. And I don't have anybody to be witness. I don't have anybody this, that, that. So the man said, I accept Allah to be the best witness, the best guarantor, and all these things. And he gave him the $100. The man took the money and he went to his town. When the time came to pay, the man went to the shore by the sea, looking for any ship, any boat, so he can go to the other town. So to keep his commitment, to be in time, to give the money back to this man who had trusted him, what happened? He could not find any transportation. He could not find any boat. But today is the day that I gave my word. I need to give the money back to this person who trusted me. He could not find any means to travel to the other town. He took a trunk of a tree and he took his axe and he made a hole in it and he put this dinars of gold, stuck it inside the piece of wood and closed it and say, Bismillah, O Allah, I accepted you, I took you as a guarantee, as a witness, as this and that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please, this is the best I can do. And he throws a plank of a tree in the water. The man who had given him the money, having to be in that day fishing, sitting in the shore, he could not, no fish today. Finally, I see this big trunk of tree. He take it and went to home, warming his house with the axe, sharp pieces, and here, 100 dinars. He was shocked. He took the money. Few days later, the man found a boat, the man who borrowed the money. He brought another 100 dinar in case. He brought 100 dinar and he came to the other town. He found the transportation and he came to them and said, listen, I borrow 100 dinar from you. My problem, I did the best I can. And I went, I could not find a boat. I am here today, I found the transportation, this is your money. He said, did you send the money? And he told him the story. I took this piece of wood from the water to warm my house and I found this money. So when we are sincere and serious, when we are trying our best, Allah will make a means for us. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَوَ حَسْبُ. Whosoever trusts in Allah, Allah will be sufficient for him. Allah will make means for you. But you have to be serious. You have to try. You have to try. We have a school. We have organization. We have projects. We have many things going on. And everybody failing in his promise. Brother, you took the responsibility of calling the adhan. Sister, you took responsibility of editing the tapes. Sister, you took responsibility of keeping the website. Brother, you took the responsibility of leading the salah. You took the responsibility of keeping the house and the mosque is open. All this little bit, when it comes together, now the ummah is benefit. So we have to understand the seriousness of giving our word. Doesn't matter who you give it to, even to your own wife, you're going to be questioned. And I say it and I repeat it again, those brothers who did not pay the dowry 10 years ago and he's been divorced and married and married and divorced and married many times, and it's still the first sister that promised her hajj or a gold necklace or $500 is not been paid until today. How we can do this? How we can live like this? We have to take our commitment and our promise to be serious. Doesn't matter you do it with your wife or with the imam, with the job, with the organization. We have to do our best, because this is best, one of the best characteristics of the Muslim, to keep his oath, keep his promise, keep his word. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, and I will make this sheet of donation available today for those who would like to examine it after Jum'ah, so you can know how much we collected for the Bantu project, how much we collected for the school, how much we collected for all other projects. And also we have a bunch of letters that came back, non-address, from the people supposed to pay their donation. And we're dragging our feet about many commitments in the our Islamic way. You know, if you did not pay your electric bill, your cable bill, your water bill, you know what's going to happen. You have to understand the seriousness of this place. Same thing like you know the seriousness of your house. Your children to have to be without light or without water. You don't want the mosque also to be this. And it's not only a matter of money. We are not talking only about financial commitment. We're talking about any promise or commitment. Especially that some people say, brother, I see you 6 o'clock. Say, okay, yeah, 6 o'clock. He say, no problem. I mean it. You know, American time. Okay? Or English time. Or whatever words he said. This is very bad term. That means when you tell him Inglesi, Mawad, American, that means this it. But we did not say, brother, it's a word of a Muslim. We have to respect the word of a Muslim. And I feel sorry that in Arabia, this is a well-known, famous term. The American word or an English word, it depends who is occupied this country. If it's French or England, English people or American people, so they say this, that means in a minute, on the nose he will be there. But to us, to talk to each other like this, I see you at 6 o'clock, means I maybe did not even see you. It been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man had promised him to meet him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to wait for him. And the man didn't show up until 3 days. 3 days. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after this, he told him, I've been waiting for you since this time. Keeping the promise, keeping your word, keep your commitment. I would like to request kindly from all of you to try to come tomorrow. Try to prepare the mosque, the outside, the upstairs for Ramadan. And inshallah, I would like you to make asr with us and to try to help us to clean up and shape up the place. Especially that tomorrow, inshallah, usually is the time for playing football. So we ask the team of the football to be a leader on this work, to come here and help. Take 1 day off from playing football. Soccer ball, okay? And come help with the mosque. The job is not for one person, 5 people. You need 30 people. Storage room, upstairs, downstairs, the trees, the car, everything. We need a lot of work. Get the place ready for Ramadan. We'll appreciate if you show up tomorrow, inshallah. When you come, if you have a rake, if you have an axe, you have a lawnmower, whatever you have it, bring it with you so you can help. If not, at least bring yourself. Have a gloves with you and come to help us tomorrow, inshallah. Again, today is the 15th, approximately the 15th of Sha'ban. And those who had fasted in the beginning of Sha'ban, they can extend their fasting to until before Ramadan a day or two. Those who did not fast any in the first half of Sha'ban, they shouldn't be fasting for the second half of Sha'ban. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Please brothers, remain seated after the Salah. We have important announcement for 1 minute. الإخوة العرب غير ناطق اللغة الإنجليزية أو لديهم صعوبة في فهم اللغة الإنجليزية, نرجو أن تتكرموا غدا بصلاة العصر في المسجد وتعاونونا في تنظيف وتنظيم وتوضيب وتحضير المسجد لرمضان إن شاء الله. وضحوا بلعب الكرة غدا وإن شاء الله يكون لكم أجر في هذا. فإن كان الغرض من لعب الكرة هو النشاط, فإن شاء الله سيكون هناك نشاط وتمرين بالصعود والنزول ورفع الأثقال وكل هذا. فإن شاء الله شجعوا بعضكم البعض, جزاكم الله خيرا. وهناك إن شاء الله إعلان بعد الصلاة الجمعة. بارك الله فيكم, أكم الصلاة.